Welcome back to Goal Line Stuff, the show where we talk about anything and everything football related. I'm Alex Kurkchiev.
And I'm Michael San Antonio, and boy, do we have a show for you today. Eagles lost the Super Bowl. Elephant in the room, we have to bring that up. After the last episode, we were too cocky, Alex, and it's upsetting. It's really upsetting. But we're here, we're back, and we're here to talk to you about the Super Bowl, which we don't want to talk about, obviously. And then just, the off season. A lot of things going on with the league. With the offseason, we're gearing up for some draft, so some prospect analysis, some stuff like that. Haven't gotten fully into it yet, but we're both looking at it. So I'm definitely excited for the draft, excited for the offseason. And yeah, with this episode today, like I said, we're talking about the Super Bowl. We're going to be going over the coaches that have been hired and kind of talking about the new situations that they're in and, what types of things to look for with those teams. We're going to be talking about Derek Carr and what's going to happen with him in free agency. We're going to talk about the Jalen Carter news, and then we're also going to mention some other, interesting stuff. So it's going to be a great episode. As always, are you excited, Alex?
Less excited as I'm still recovering, but
Yep, same here. Same here.
tough
I don't know
to
if you could tell, lower energy. It's because I don't want to talk about this loss. I really don't, but that's why we're here today.
show
We have
must
to do
go on.
some. Yeah, show must go on. And yeah, really a shame. Really a shame. Because, I picked the Chiefs to win originally. And just the fan in me, couldn't pick the Chiefs. You can't go against your own team. So it was just rough. It was rough seeing the Eagles lose in that manner. Jalen Hurts playing such a good game. He should have won Super Bowl MVP. Like, if you're being real, the most valuable player on the field was Jalen Hurts. Just obviously, when your team doesn't win the game, you're not going to win Super Bowl MVP. The ending was anticlimactic. The holding penalty. Oh, Alex, I know you have some strong opinions.
It was a valid call. It just the issue I have with it is you don't call that all game, and then that's when you decide to call it. If they had been calling the game like that the entire time, rather than just letting them play, I probably would have been just as mad, but then, been like, oh, okay, whatever. I mean, I still kind of am. My whole opinion of this game is going to come off so salty because I think that if this game was played on any normal field, the Eagles are Super Bowl champions, which obviously both teams were affected by the field because the field was really slippery, if anyone didn't know. It was overwatered and then painted for some reason, and they wanted to make the field look prettier than rather than it being practical. But it what that essentially did, it was it neutralized the pass rush for both teams. And yes, both teams are affected by that. They played under the same conditions. But the Eagles relied way more heavily on their pass rush because it was the best in the league than the Chiefs. So the pass rush being neutralized is going to provide a much bigger disadvantage for the Eagles than the Chiefs. And yes, we can talk about this, but also at the same time, Jonathan Gannon, the then Eagles defensive coordinator, needs to adjust and blitz. There wasn't much pressure for either team, and you don't want to have to blitz Patrick Mahomes because that's just asking to get carved up, which you did anyway because you had no pass rush. So you might as well send five, six guys at him and hope that the pressure gets there and he makes mistakes. But Gannon didn't do that. He kept sending four with no pressure, so the Eagles lost.
Yeah, I don't know if saying the Eagles would have won on any other field is correct.
I'm
That
convinced.
being said, what I'm gonna say is the Eagles, I think, are clearly the best team in the league. And I think
Were.
even watching the Super Bowl, I
Were.
think we're the better team there. We were the better team. And why we lost was because of our defense. Pat Mahomes didn't have an otherworldly game. He played well, but he was throwing checkdowns. Everybody was open. It was virtually impossible for them not to complete the ball against us. Like, we just couldn't do anything against them. And then when we tried to do something at the very end, we almost got a stop. Pat Mahomes ran for whatever 30 something yards to seal the game. It
On the
was
messed
just
up ankle.
yeah, I know. On a bum ankle. It was bad. And Gannon did enough to get himself a head coaching job. We're going to talk more about Gannon, but Yeah, definitely a letdown, especially defensively for the Eagles. No sacks, no nothing in this game, even though we had 70 on the year. I talk about that a lot, but it's a big number. Not a lot of pressure. And sorry, what?
Chiefs had like one sack. It was the field.
They did? No, I thought we didn't have any sacks, right?
I don't think we did. The Chiefs may have.
That's what I said, or I meant at least. Maybe I didn't.
No. You said that we had no sack, but I'm saying the Chiefs also didn't. The pass rush was nothing for both teams.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, the field did affect that. But at the same time, you know, like, I don't know. I don't think that it's enough to just blame a field on the whole defense kind of shutting down. Yeah. And so
you have to adjust that.
While the holding penalty sucked, the defense also sucked, and it's annoying. I hope the Eagles are back. I don't know. Mahomes. Oh, say what you're going to say.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say Pat Mahomes with an MVP and a Super Bowl in the same season is now boosted his legacy up like way more. Like the only quarterback like competing for him right now in the league is Aaron Rodgers. And that's because he has the longevity and he has the Super Bowl and all those MVPs. But like, besides Rodgers, like Mahomes is clearly the front runner in the league, right? There's nobody even close to him.
That's been the case since 2018.
It has, but like legacy wise, it's even more so now. And it's pretty crazy. You know, we're going to be talking about this dude for a while. It's, yeah.
Honestly, though, the Eagles just kind of got outplayed the entire way. Not the entire way, but like in all phases of the game, they just slightly did barely not enough.
Yep.
The defense didn't drop the ball and give up 7 points. The defense didn't let up a 55-yard punt return to put them at the 5-yard line.
That was a great punt return.
The coaching was very questionable. Sirianni, after being aggressive the entire season, just kind of abandoned that.
Yep.
That punt return should not have been a punt. The Eagles should have gone.
That's fair, honestly. That would have been aggressive to go for it there, but no, I get what you're saying. We would have won if we went for it and got it. I mean, that's what we've been doing all season.
Every phase of the game, slightly we didn't do enough to win the game. So the Chiefs are very deserving, honestly.
I agree. As salty as I am, as upset I am, the Chiefs are deserving. And it's just sad, like I said, with Jalen Hurts and with the team that's played so well all year. I really hope we get another shot sometime soon.
I know it's hard to say, but... I hope, this was the perfect year.
Perfect. Yeah, but remember after last year, we were like, oh, the Bengals probably aren't going to get back there. And they almost did. I think the Bengals still, you know, definitely could. So, and I think we can too. It's one of those things, it's not a given at all in the NFL, but we're a good enough team. We're going to get a lot of players back, and... I think we're going to be – what?
You don't think we're getting a lot of players back?
We're not going to be losing too many. That's more so what I'm saying.
How?
I think we're going to keep our best players. We could talk about this later, Alex, but I think we're signing Hargrave back. I
disagree.
Why do you disagree? Why wouldn't we try to get
Hargrave and Cox are gone. Bradbury's gone.
I think Cox is gone. I think Bradbury's gone, and I think Graham is gone. Sanders is probably gone, but we don't need him.
The Eagles are losing Miles Sanders. This is my opinion. I can say this very confidently. I think that we'll be losing Sanders, Seumalo. That's on offense. So offense is actually staying pretty similar.
I think we might try to replace Quez, but that we might not lose him. We're going to replace him. Anyway, keep going.
But then on defense, we're going to lose Hargrave, Cox, Bradbury, Epps, Edwards. That's like a lot of starters to lose. Granted, you have Dean waiting in the wings, you have Davis waiting in the wings, but that's two like all-star level defensive tackles that you're losing. You got to replace that somehow.
I personally think we're not losing Hargrave, but that it's unknown so far what we're going to do with that. I think we're keeping Hargrave, and I think Edwards might be kept too.
Edwards is going to be too expensive.
We'll have to
see. Which is why I think they'll sign White, because I don't think White will be that expensive.
That's fair. White won't be too expensive.
But I think Edwards...
Yeah, I mean, if we end up losing all those guys, it definitely will hurt. But at the same time, like I said, I do think even if we do lose a lot of guys, we are still a strong team. And obviously the Chiefs are in great shape for the future. So, yeah, I think we're going to be seeing both teams deep in the playoffs again for at least the next, you know, year or two. Yeah. Okay.
Draft well.
True. Very true. Let's talk about some coaches now. Let's talk about some of these hires.
Let's get a little happier here.
Yeah, let's get happier. I don't like talking about the Eagles losing. It sucks. One thing the Eagles did lose, though, was their defensive coordinator.
And offensive coordinator.
That's true. But defense, the guy that we were just bad-mouthing, Jonathan Gannon, is actually the head coach in Arizona. So that's pretty big news. What do you think about this head coach hiring?
I am
briefly
very confused.
I am too.
The answer. I don't know. His Gannon, I mean, he did well for the Eagles. The Eagles had the best defense all year, but we also had probably the most talented roster all year. I don't know that it was a lot of scheming up that gave us that best defense. I think it's that we have a insane defensive line, or had, and very good linebackers and very good corners and very good safeties. I think that's more what contributed to the best defense rather than Gannon's incredible schemes, where he basically did not send a lot of pressure. It was kind of bend but don't break, a lot of soft zone. Mm-hmm. And Gannon was getting head coach interviews last year for the Texans. So my theory is that Gannon is just this awesome leader, very good in interviews, because to me, his on-field resume does not stand out much.
Yeah, I do think that could be part of it.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like every other Eagles fan where he's like, oh, he's terrible, you know, he should have been fired so long ago. No, he's a pretty good defensive coordinator, but he has not shown the ability to make the best of adjustments.
I think just especially with Arizona's roster, like, I don't know. I don't think he's the best hire. You know, I think he's a good leader, like you said, but he's not great with adjustments. The roster is spotty. And then, you know, Kyler Murray in the offense is just such a big question mark. I don't think it's the best hire, and I don't know if he'll succeed. But, I mean, I wish him well as an Eagles fan, I guess.
That's
the best thing I could say.
I think they probably struggled to get people wanting the job.
Yeah, I don't think many people wanted it, especially with all the Kyler stuff going on. And
yeah, it's just, I don't know. Arizona looks sketchy right now.
Yeah, Arizona does look sketchy. I don't think that they're going to be a great team for a while.
Kyler's not going to come back until November, probably next year.
Yeah.
October, November. So they might be looking at a top draft pick again next year.
Hey, that might help them out. They might need that. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that's the point of the draft working like that. The bad teams get the good players to have parity.
Exactly. The other, as you mentioned, the other coordinator, we also lost Shane Steichen, and he went to Indianapolis. In my opinion, I really like this. I think Steichen himself is a pretty good coordinator. We saw a lot of the things that, you know, he did with the Eagles this year. And again, you know, we have to preface that the Eagles have an insane roster. You know, the Eagles have a great roster this year. A lot of the things that happened, while they may have been good schemes, good play calling, whatever, it's also because we have some of the best receivers, great quarterback, maybe the best offensive line we've ever had. Like, you know, there's a lot of great things going on offensively. But that being said, I do like Shane Steichen going to Indy. I think, you know, from what I saw this year, he's great at adapting an offense, at play calling, at like what the Eagles did this year, I think was pretty special. They found ways to get their top guys involved. They also found ways to, you know, especially with like short yardage runs and stuff like that. With Jonathan Taylor, there's so much that the Colts could do and Steichen could do to get him a little bit more involved. I think Michael Pittman Jr. will have some of his best years, or maybe his best year next year with Steichen. Just things like this. I think Steichen can definitely be a game changer and help a lot of the best players in this Colts offense kind of shine when they've had some trouble doing so with, you know, not as great offensive line play and not great quarterback play. So I do like the hire here for Shane Steichen and Indy.
It all depends on who they draft at quarterback and how they develop him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all projects. Like some of the quarterbacks in this class are more NFL ready than the others, but ultimately you still have to develop them. No guy is going to come into college with no help from his NFL team and just light it up. I mean, we saw Trevor Lawrence, who's the best prospect in years, come in there with Urban Meyer and stink up the joint.
Mm-hmm.
But the main credit to Steichen's name is the fact that he called plays for this Eagles team. And everyone's like, oh my God, that's so great. You know, the Eagles had this great offense. And yes, Steichen did call some good plays. But I think that also we saw Shane Steichen this year become really over-reliant on running Jalen Hurts and really abandoning the actual run game. And you talked about maybe using Jonathan Taylor better to his advantage, which, yeah, hopefully he's a good enough coach to learn that you should be doing that. Maybe he doesn't trust Miles Sanders or Kenny Gainwell enough, or maybe he just thinks that Jalen Hurts is such a good runner that he can make that in his entire run game. But we did not run the ball enough as an offense this season, and I think that we did suffer from that a little bit at times. So hopefully he can adapt to that, but
one thing I want to say is that I think more so that was Jalen Hurts wanting to run than it was Steichen calling it. A lot of the Eagles plays, you know, read options. Hurts has the option to run and he just takes it because he can. But also the Colts may be drafting a guy who could do things similar to what Jalen Hurts can. They're in position to do so. They, a lot of the guys in the draft have some wheels, are able to move around. So just something I want to say, but I like what you said there. I agree.
It's impossible to know how much of it is Jalen Hurts keeping the ball for himself and how much of it is designed runs, like RPOs, how much of it, who's responsible for what. It's impossible to know without being involved in it and being in these guys' heads.
But exactly.
It's just what it seems like from an outside perspective.
Yeah. Moving on, an interesting hire. Former player for this team, DeMeco Ryans to the Texans, also played for our Eagles. So we kind of already know about him as a player, but also as a coach, he's done some interesting things, you know, over the last, you know, year. Over the last year, he's been great. And we knew he was going to get hired by somebody. The Texans were what everybody was thinking. I guess analysts, you know, the news was saying the Texans, and it ended up happening. So I just want to know what your thoughts are on DeMeco Ryans.
I think the takeaway here is place your bets on Steve Wilks getting a head coaching job next season. That's the takeaway, because Steve Wilks is the new Niners defensive coordinator. And that seems like the easiest path to a head coaching job in the whole NFL. So, but no, look, that's not to discredit DeMeco Ryans. DeMeco Ryans did a great job with the defense. They do have some star players on there. As we were talking about in our preview for the Niners-Eagles NFC Championship game, the Niners defense was crazy this year. I said that the Eagles had the best defense, but the Niners also very much could have been in that conversation and were in that conversation. So I think that DeMeco Ryans can rebuild that Houston defense. They have plenty of draft capital. They're going to get a new quarterback this draft, whether that's Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, whatever. And the biggest part of him, he also seems like a real culture leader. Like, players seem to respect him and like him and want to play for him. And I think that's huge for a young team like Houston. So yeah, I think it'll be successful.
For me, I know this is kind of crazy to, well, it's not crazy to say. I see it as like kind of like a Robert Saleh hire. And I know that's funny because, you know, both
and
were Niners defensive coordinators. But like, to me, I think it's like that. You know, he's going to the Texans, who are not a good team, who won't be a good team, I think, barring a miracle for the next couple of years. I think it'll be kind of like the Jets. It'll be a slow process. You'll see things start to change. The culture start to change. The defense start to get better. You know, Saleh's doing that with the Jets. So yeah, they're not perfect, but slowly they're getting there. And I think that DeMeco Ryans definitely, we saw, like you said, the Niners defense, just coaching tree in general, is so good. You know, the things that they're able to do. I think a guy like DeMeco Ryans, who has football knowledge himself, he'll be able to help a team like the Texans at least get to better off where they are right now. I think they'll be at least a middle of the pack team in a couple of years. And I think he'll be here for a couple of years. I really do. I think they're going to work through him in this process. So I like the hiring. There's not much more for me to say about that. Moving on to the next one is Frank Reich. We know about him, obviously, to the Panthers. Former Eagles coach as well. And former Colts coach, now Panthers head coach. And he also former Panthers quarterback. So a lot there for Frank Reich. To me, I don't love him as a head coach. We saw what he did in Indy. Things just didn't work out, and that wasn't fully his fault. It was partly his fault, but it wasn't fully his fault. But I think in Carolina, there's just not a lot there. It's going to take, great quarterback play and some things going right for this to work out with Frank Reich. And it can work out. We've seen crazier things happen. Buffalo was awful in like 2017, 2018, and Josh Allen came and started balling out, and then they flipped things out. Now they're one of the best teams in the league for many years straight. So I could see something like that happening, but I don't think that the Panthers have a great roster. And I also don't think that Frank Reich is the type of guy who's going to take a team from somewhat near the bottom to one of the best teams. So I don't love it. It's all right.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you a little bit on some of the things you said. I think the Panthers have a much better roster than it seems, and that they only keep losing like that because they haven't had a quarterback since Cam Newton in his prime, which at this point is nearing a decade. Yeah, they traded away McCaffrey, but Foreman was honestly a pretty good replacement, and he is a free agent, I believe. So you're not necessarily going to have him, but you've got a little bit of talent on that team. DJ Moore is pretty good. Pretty good's a little bit of an understatement. DJ Moore, with what he's had to deal with so far, is way underrated. And
DJ Moore is a beast.
Their defense
Got it
has
twisted.
A couple really good pieces too. J.C. Horn, Brian Burns, Derek Brown. That's the name, right? Derek Brown. I'm not
Yeah.
tripping. I'm not tripping. Okay. Just making sure. But out of Auburn, the defensive tackle.
Yes.
Yeah, Derek Brown. Okay.
Yes, Derek Brown.
Complete mental
Okay.
collapse.
It's
But
okay, man. It happens. It happens.
that roster is not as far from competing as you think. So if they hit on the quarterback that they obviously will be drafting this offseason, I think that we could see some really rapid improvement from them. And I don't love Frank Reich as a hire. I don't. I think he's a little bit overrated as a head coach, and that he should have been able to go farther with those Colts rosters than he did. And maybe he has poor judgment of talent with the quarterback position. So the GM probably should be handling that in Carolina. But I don't know. It's a meh hire to me.
That's kind of how I feel about it. I think we
It's
just
a
have different
retread. It's
perspectives on
just...
the Panthers, but I mean, it's fair. What you said about the players is true. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see.
it's
Brian
a
Burns is a
retread.
beast.
I was looking for Steichen to Carolina. I thought that was what was going to happen.
I would actually like that more, but it's whatever. I think I could be wrong about Frank Reich. I just don't love it. I
Yeah,
just don't
it's a
love
meh
it.
hire. I don't hate
Yeah.
it. I don't love it. I don't have strong feelings towards it.
That's kind of how I feel, but yeah, I mean, I don't love it, and I say this coach hire for last. It's not a hire. It's a trade. Sean Payton, because I wanted to talk about this last. This is probably by far the biggest coach news, coach hire that we've gotten, coach trade, whatever. And in this transaction, Denver sent its 2023 first round pick from San Francisco, the 30th overall pick, so like a late first round pick. And a 2024 second round pick to the Saints in order to get Sean Payton as their head coach. And Denver, obviously, one of the most disappointing seasons for a team, I think, in a while. You called them not being good. I'll give you credit, Alex. But everybody else didn't, even me. I thought they'd be at least decent. And I don't think anyone, except for you, called Russ having a downfall. And even then, you didn't think he'd be
I
that
didn't think
bad.
it'd be this bad.
Yeah, nobody thought Russ would be this bad. We saw him in Seattle. He was, I mean, he still is a future Hall of Famer, but he was looking like, okay, this dude is like one of the better, best quarterbacks I've seen in this generation. He went from that type of play to like, I don't even know what a good comparison is. It just was bad. And so I think, with Nathaniel Hackett, with all of the offensive woes that they had last season, and also defensive woes, they had a good defense. They had a good defense, but because the offense was so bad, the defense would just get worn out and let up a lot of points. And just all around, the Broncos weren't playing their best football. I think mainly it was due to Hackett and how bad the offense performed. They couldn't score even when they were in the red zone. They couldn't move the ball when they had to. They had no urgency whatsoever. And Russ was super inaccurate, wasn't hitting his receivers on anything. I think that's partly the system's fault. And I think that's why Sean Payton was brought in to kind of fix all of that. It's really to fix Russell Wilson and this offense and get this team back on track, because you have Pat Surtain. Some people are calling the best corner in the league. I don't think so, but he's one of the best corners in the league based on his play the last 2 years. You have good young players on both sides of the ball. The defense is still one of the better units in the league. Like, the Broncos have opportunities to win right now if they get things right. And I think Peyton is the guy that you want to try to get things right. So while I'm not sure what's going to happen, this is the best possible move the Broncos could have made. Trading a first is a lot, but at the same time, like, we saw Sean Peyton in all the years of success he had in New Orleans. So, I mean, I like this move. I really do. I like it. And I think it's going to be beneficial for the Broncos, hopefully.
How many rings did he get with all those years of success with one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time?
One ring is successful enough for a coach.
With one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time?
He is the, I would say, the seventh greatest quarterback of all
time. Granted, they never gave Drew Brees a defense.
Yeah.
For the most part.
When he had a defense, it was not by natural means. They were doing some things that they shouldn't have been doing.
But there is some things to be said about trading a first-round pick for a coach. I think that Denver is, like, the only team in the league that I would be like, okay, all right, I'm cool with trading a first-round pick for Sean Payton. Because What is that first-round pick going to do for you? Yeah, you could get a good player out of it, but in the situation you're in, it's not like you're trying to build up a young team and eventually get a quarterback. You put all your chips in this Russell Wilson basket. Your eggs in the Russell Wilson basket. And that was a disaster last year. I think that another problem that is really underrated about Denver, yes, their entire offensive line was injured last year, but it's not that great to begin with. And the rest of your offensive talent is highly mediocre. Your tight end is a nobody, Greg Dulcich. I think they drafted him in the third. He could pan out, you know, maybe, but Courtland Sutton is insanely overrated and is just a name at this point. I don't know if that's a hot take, but he's super mediocre, mid. Dude has effort issues. Jerry Jeudy has not lived up to potential at all. I think he could, because he really did come on strong towards the end of the year. Javonte Williams coming off torn ACL, who knows how that's going to go. And there's just, like, the roster is so overrated. And maybe, and not to mention your $200 million top 30 quarterback. So if you believe that Sean Payton can fix your team, then yes, you trade a third round pick, because you're locked into this. You traded away all your draft picks and gave Russell Wilson a ridiculous contract before you even saw him play a game for your team. Mm-hmm. He had 2 years left on his deal. You signed him for five more before he played a game. That's insane. That's ridiculous. So I think that this is, like, a really last-ditch effort move. And I'd be okay with it as a Denver fan, just because I don't know that there's anything else you can do in that position. But if this doesn't work, then I'd be switching teams if I was a Denver fan. Because the future looks bleak.
Yeah, I mean, we knew things were bleak when, like, mid-season Bradley Chubb was traded.
Right. Well, no. That was actually a good deal, because they managed to get that first-round pick out of him.
No, I agree. But at the same time, it's like...
Because he's more of a name than his production is.
Yeah, but he's still, like... You usually don't give up on, like, promising players like that.
I don't... He's up for an extension this season.
I'm just saying, when they traded him away mid-season, I was like, okay.
Yeah, they're punting on the season, but...
Yeah, and, you know, especially just, like, with the AFC West in general, so many moves this offseason, or last offseason, Russell Wilson, you know, the Chargers did everything they could defensively to try to get to be that team that could support Justin Herbert, when really it's, you know, their offense and their offensive play calling that's an issue.
Things still stayed in their natural order.
Yeah, and then, you know, you had the Raiders, you know, going after Devontae Adams. Oh, now we have the Holy Grail at receiver and tight end, whatever. Nothing happened.
Nothing changed.
If anything, the Chiefs were more dominant this season, and they, you know, they won the Super Bowl. They won everything. And all these other teams are just, you know, left in the dust. I mean, the Broncos have been like this for years. And yeah, I think Sean Payton is like, okay, let's try to fix all the stuff that we've messed up in the last 5 years. Let's try to get things going again. Let's try to be back to that, those Peyton Manning Broncos years, not the Trevor Siemian Broncos years. Anyway.
No, but
I like it.
You did sign Russ to that big contract, but you could like get some insurance for him, because you know who's a free agent that you can sign to be a backup?
Who?
Our good old friend.
Oh my, okay. Say his name. Friend
Carson.
Carson Wentz.
Future Denver Bronco. He's like John Elway's wet dream.
That's hilarious. But honestly, 6'5", like Carson Wentz,
big arm.
Carson Wentz may have played better than Russ last year if he was on the Broncos.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
No, yeah, he'd be throwing 20 something picks, but he'd also be throwing 30 touchdowns.
Carson Wentz doesn't throw picks. Like, I'm dead serious. Carson Wentz does not throw a lot of picks.
I know he doesn't.
He just throws them in very untimely untimely situations.
I know. He has one of the best touchdown to interception ratios.
Yeah, his stats are always crazy, and you watch him play and you're like.
That being said, I feel like on the Broncos, he would just be like I feel like he'd throw a lot of touchdowns on that Broncos team, but also throw a lot of picks. Like, he would find a way, you know? I don't know. I think it's really funny that we always end up talking about Carson Wentz.
But... Well, he just got cut. It's in the news.
True. Do you think he'll end up on another team before the season starts?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't think he'll be a starter. And honestly, he might wait until August to see if someone gets hurt.
Yeah, he said he's willing to take any role that he can to help
the
team.
Said that?
Yeah, I think he's trying to make it clear that he wants to keep playing football. That was like the news report. And I guess that's good. Teams will like that, hearing that. But yeah, it's one thing to say that, and it's another thing to mean that. Yeah. And I guess he's got to show the team that he actually means that. So, wow.
Wow. In other free agent news, Derek Carr is looking for a new team, as we said that he would be, as a certain somebody said that he would be cut a few months ago when he got benched. Yeah, a certain someone who's always right.
That was.
I don't know.
It was you.
And the main suitor, I think, right now is the Jets or the Saints, which that would be very underwhelming for a team that is hoping to sign Aaron Rodgers or trade for Aaron Rodgers, and you end up with Derek Carr. I would be depressed. Like if I'm a Jets fan and I'm sitting here like, wow, we might get Aaron Rodgers. And then I pop a Bleacher Report notification on my phone. Jets signed Derek Carr for a $25 million a year deal. I'm sitting there like.
But Alex, did you see him in the NFL Skills Challenge?
No, I
didn't. Yeah, like that matters. No, I get what you're saying. I mean, yeah.
Derek Carr is happily average.
He's a little above average.
I don't know that I would go that far. You gave him Devontae Adams and he had a terrible season.
It wasn't terrible. It just wasn't great, you know?
It was one of the worst of his career.
That's not true.
Like,
it wasn't one of the best of his career. And yeah, he was kind of blamed for all of the Raiders issues, even though it was bigger than just him.
It was.
Although he did have issues, he was blamed for all of them. And it's okay. I get it. You kind of have to do that. That being said, like you said, there's a lot of, you know, places that he could go. And I think that, you know, the NFC South, someone needs to go and get Derek Carr. I think the Panthers are drafting somebody. So when you look at it that way, you have the Bucks, you have the Saints, and you have the Falcons. And the Falcons, we've talked about this, they're probably going to keep Ridder. We think they probably are going to keep Ridder unless they get like a Lamar Jackson, unless Aaron Rodgers somehow would go to the Falcons, which he's not, because he's not going somewhere in the NFC probably. So it really comes down to, I think the Saints are probably the team that would go after Derek Carr. But even then, like, I just don't know. I think the Saints are probably the most likely place right now, especially with just no quarterbacks in the NFC South. But like you said, the Jets, he's on their radar. I don't know if I love that, you know, especially if Rodgers is available, but he's on their radar. He definitely helped them be a better team. And anybody else, pretty interested in Derek Carr.
I don't know that there's been news, but if I'm Washington, I'm getting Derek Carr.
That's fair.
He seems like a future commander.
Again, Sam Howell, young gun. You know, stick with the young guns. Let them play.
He's a fifth round pick. I mean, yeah. I'm Derek Carr, I'm not going to Washington though.
Yeah, don't you want to? You want to go to a division where you can actually win?
Yeah, if I'm Derek Carr, I'm choosing the Saints because I think they're interested in him too. And Dennis Allen drafted him. That it's too easy. It's got to be the Saints.
I agree. I think the Saints are the best landing spot for Derek Carr.
Colts, Texans, Panthers are all drafting a quarterback plus one mystery team to get the fourth guy.
Yeah.
Unless I'm forgetting someone that's also obviously drafting one, but I don't think I am.
Garoppolo's going somewhere.
Right.
Seeing that he's healthy, you know. A couple other free agent guys will go some places, but yeah, I think Derek Carr to the Saints is our best prediction right now. And we'll update you on that when we hear more news. Just wanted to talk about it quickly. In other big news, Jalen Carter, the number one overall projected pick, Georgia. He's a great player. He's in some trouble. You know, there was an accident a month or two ago, involved a death of a player. And, you know, it was just a reckless driving accident. They were racing, apparently. And so he's being, you know, investigated criminally for that. Just as the number one overall pick, we feel like it's, you know, we need to go over this. Because he is probably the number one or two overall pick as of now. If things were to go on now, he would probably be that. And, yeah, I mean, no matter what, I think he's going top five. He's not falling even with this incident. Barring that everything's okay legally, which it probably should be, he should probably be fine. Obviously, we're not lawyers. We're just saying what we know from news and everything else. But it is definitely big to mention that one of the best players, the most talented players, Jalen Carter, is going through this right now. So I don't think it affects his draft stock, though.
Going top 10. I don't. Maybe he doesn't go number one now, but I don't think it affects much.
I think he still goes top five.
I'm not informed enough on the situation to speak on that, but yeah, it doesn't seem like it'll change much.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, no, I agree. And just more on that topic. We're going to next episode, we haven't fully talked about it yet, but I think we're just going to be doing some draft stuff, some prospect stuff, getting a lot more into these players. You know, Anthony Richardson having crazy combine, you know, his stock is trending up. We're going to be talking about all of that. Who we think's the best at each position or at the notable positions. We're just going to be going through stuff like that. So if you're interested in draft and more news about Jalen Carter or other prospects you like, come here next episode. We got you. You know, if you want to watch some of our past draft analysis stuff, we have a lot of them. Go check them out. You could see our takes on some of the current players, see how legit we are. Cause you know, we do some research. We study these players. I think we know what we're talking about.
The answer is not very legit.
You won't be disappointed. We might not be legit, but you won't be disappointed. It'll be a good time. And so yeah, we'll see you then. But you know, thanks so much for joining us. Tough talking about the Eagles losing, but had to do it. Bye bye.